Understand current and desired supply chain maturity. Typically, an organization would have to be at stage 3 or higher to be capable of initiating an effort to get to what would be considered a digital supply chain transformation or Industry 4.0 initiative. Transformation initiatives can still be used to increase supply chain maturity from any level to a higher level, but this might better be thought of as developing the prerequisites for the digital supply chain. It is not possible to skip maturity stages because each provides capabilities needed for progress. However, one could proceed through stages relatively rapidly given the right purpose, urgency, and leadership. One prerequisite that will help organizations quickly advance to at least stage 3 is standardization. Examples include everything from adopting SCORE DS metrics to using ISO, International Organization for Standardization Standards. Adopting a common business language across facilities in different regions and countries enables faster integration and scale-up to enterprise-wide or extended enterprise solutions. A maturity assessment can help organizations determine what initiatives are feasible to achieve and which have prerequisites that need to be satisfied first. However, it is misguided to jump into such initiatives without engaging in many of the things also needed prior to a transformation. One must scan the market and industry initiatives for what is relevant to customer requirements and expectations. These expectations are in part based on what competitors offer. Begin with the end in mind and then work backward to the prerequisites that are needed to achieve the desired capabilities. While the 5-stage maturity model implies that each stage is its own discrete unit of progress, different aspects of a supply chain could be at different maturity stages. When assessing the organization's current and desired maturity levels, it may be necessary to consider the relative maturity of technologies or major processes. For example, consider the maturity of each SCORE DS process separately. High maturity in a given process may include capabilities such as the following. Orchestrate maturity. Participating parties collaborate on enterprise business plans, supply chain strategy / segmentation, network design, business rules, and or circular supply chains. Plan maturity. Clear rules and standards are established for managing supply-demand exceptions from a cross-functional perspective. Source maturity. Rich data sets are shared with suppliers, including engineering changes, forecasts, production schedules, inventory levels, and performance scorecards. Joint process improvements and cost sharing are promoted over cost reduction pressure. Transform maturity. High maturity may be achieved using pull-based production scheduling, postponement, integration of product design, and product lifecycle management. Order maturity, automation, order status reporting, delivery date commitments, and simplifications such as lean backflushing are implemented. Fulfill maturity. Graded supply chain service levels are set for different customer segments. Organizations are typically the most mature in the areas of source and transform, since this is where many investments have historically been made. In source, cross-functional sourcing teams, lowest total cost sourcing strategies, and supplier integration into the sourcing process are widely implemented. For transform, most organizations have systematic ways to reduce cycle times and WIP, work in process, inventory, and have rapid visibility into disruptions, allowing them to reprioritize and reschedule production efficiently and keep the customer informed. Let's explore the fulfill maturity process more in terms of distribution channel maturity. Distribution can be single channel, multi-channel, cross-channel, and omni-channel, as explored in Exhibit 1-11. Note that intensive distribution is a related strategy for mass market products such as soft drinks. This distribution strategy offers its products through as many retail locations, kiosks, and so on as possible. The goal is complete market coverage. When performing this or a similar maturity assessment, it is important to use analytics rather than relying on rules of thumb that may be outdated. To continue the distribution channel example, there are rules of thumb for the logistics cost of a bricks and mortar channel versus e-commerce. But these cost profiles are shifting rapidly as throughput in each channel changes, returns are increasing, and small order automation becomes more efficient. In determining how much a given channel is costing or will cost the organization, analytics should be used to justify the cost against how much value the channel improvement will deliver. Another example of a model that breaks maturity down into various components is the APQC Process Management Maturity Model, as addressed next. APQC Process Management Maturity Model. The 7 tenets of process management of the American Productivity and Quality Center, APQC, help organizations create sustainable progress toward process improvement. This process management maturity model has process frameworks with benchmarking across various industries, which can help when benchmarking a specific process within one's industry type. Note that the APQC model does not feature specific levels of maturity for each of the tenets, although maturity across all of them is necessary to sustain sought-after improvements and value creation. The 7 tenets and the associated signs of maturity within them are shown in Exhibit 1-12, Supply Chain Maturity as a Foundation for Strategy. The goal for this inward look at maturity is to use it as an input to supply chain strategy. It reveals gaps that are keeping the supply chain from fully realizing connectivity and visibility goals. Remember to also perform an outward look at the market to set priorities. From a maturity perspective, one can look at one's key customers and suppliers and assess their maturity relative to the organization's maturity levels. Some customers, such as big box retailers, might be more mature than the organization. Some suppliers might be quite simple. Organizations that wish to stay competitive in a given supply chain will need to upgrade their capabilities relative to each other, or they will eventually be disintermediated. Less mature organizations may receive strong recommendations from more mature organizations. Pressure from outside parties in the supply chain to transform can be used to help develop a sense of urgency for the transformation. After addressing gaps or misalignments through transformation, it is important to continually monitor supply chain maturity, since there is no end to this process. Reassessments may be needed after transformations or other major reorganizations, mergers and acquisitions, or changes in the external environment.